But I guess text number 148. Majja 13:148. Suniya Radhika Vani. After hearing the statements of Srimati Radharani. Raja Prema Mani Ani. Remembering the love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Bhave Vyakulita Dehaman. Okay. No Bengali though, huh? Then Bhave, in that ecstasy, Vyakulita, very much perturbed, Deha, Mana, body and mind. Vraj, I said, yeah. So the Krishna's body and mind were very perturbed. Vraja Lokair. That means inhabitants of Vrindavan. Prema Shuni. After hearing of the loving affairs. Apanake. Himself. Renimani. Considering very indebted. Hare Krishna, does. Krishna, Lord Krishna. Tanre, unto her, Ashvasana, pacification. Suniya Radhika Vani, Raja Prema Mani Ani, Bhave Vyakulita, Dehaman. Vraja Lokair, Prema Shuni, Apanoake, Renimani, Kare Krishna, Tanve Avasan. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. Prana priye shunya mora e satyavachan tomar sabar smarane jaron muni ratri dine mora dukha najane kona jan. My dearest Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I am speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply by remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. It is said, Vrindavana parityaja para ekam na gacchati. In one sense, Krishna, the original personality of God, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, does not even take one step away from Vrindavan. However, in order to take care of various duties, Krishna had to leave Vrindavan. He had to go to Mathura to kill Kongsa. And then he was taken by his father to Dwarka, where he was busy with state affairs and disturbances created by demons. Krishna was away from Vrindavan, and he was not at all happy. And he plainly disclosed to Srimati Radharani that as she is the dearmost life and soul of Sri Krishna, and he expressed his mind to her as follows. Rajavasi yatajan matapita sakagan Sabai hoi mora pranasam Tanva madhe gopigan Saksat mor jivan Tumi mor jivaner jivan. Wow. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Krishna said, my father, mother, cowherd, boyfriends, and everything else are like my life and soul. Among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And amongst the gopis, you Srimati Radharani are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. Srimati Radharani is the center of all Vrindavan's activities. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the instrument of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan still chant, Jai Radhe. From Krishna's own statement given here, it appears that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and that Krishna is simply her decoration. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid. But Srimati Radharani is the enchanter of Krishna. Consequently, Srimati Radharani is called Madana Mohana Mohini, the enchanter of Cupid. Tomasabar prema rase yamake karilavase amitomara dinake val Tomasabar chadanya amadura desalanya rakiyache durdaiva prabol. My dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you in residence and distant places has occurred due to my strong misfortune. Priya priya sangahina, priya priya sangabina, nahi jai satya praman. Mora dasa shone yabe, tanre dasa habe, evaye dunhe rake pran. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for one another. For if one dies and the other hears about it, he or she will also die. Se sati premavati premavan se pati viyoge vanche priyahite nagane apana dukha vanche priya janasuka se dui miliya charate. A loving chaste wife and a loving husband who desire all welfare for each other in separation and do not care for personal happiness, desire only one another's well-being. Such a pair is certainly meet again without delay. Rakite tomar jivan seveyami narayan tanra shakje yasi niti niti tomasane kridikari niti ayadupuri taha tumi manaha monasporti. You are my most beloved, you are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastime with you. I then return to Dwarkadham, as you can always feel my presence here in Vrindavan. Mora bhagya mo vishaye, tomar ye prema haije, se prema parama prabhau. Lukanya amaane, sangha karaya tomasane, prakateha anive sadvaran. Our loving affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come here unseen by others. I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. Krishna has two kinds of presences, prakat and aprakat, manifest and unmanifested. Both are identical to the sincere devotees. Even if Krishna is not physically present, the devotee's absorption and the affairs of Krishna make him present. This is confirmed in Brahma Samhita 538. Yamsham asundaramachinta guna swarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Due to his intense love, the devotee always sees Lord Krishna present within his heart. All glories to Govinda, the primeval personality of Godhead. When Krishna is not manifest before the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are always absorbed in thoughts of him. Therefore, even though Krishna was living at that time at Dwarka, he was simultaneously present before all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This was his aprakat presence. Oh. Devotees who are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna will soon see him face to face without doubt. Devotees who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, certainly return home, back to Godhead. And they then will see Krishna directly, face to face, take prasad with him and enjoy his company. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Chaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjana. During his lifetime, a pure devotee is always speaking of Krishna and engaging in his service. As soon as he gets his body, he immediately returns to Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is personally present, and then he then meets Krishna directly. This is successful human life. This is the meaning of prakriteha anibhava sattvara. The pure devotee will soon be personally manifested, see the personal manifestation of Lord Krishna, or Sri Krishna. So, any comments? Yes? One time Prabhupada was saying that we're doing so many things. We're coming to the temple. We're bowing down. We're touching these books. We're hearing the class. Maybe we don't understand it. So these are all pious activities. Punya kriti kriti. What does that mean? Kriti kriti, little little, or doing doing? Do do, do do, do do. Yeah, pious do do's. Punya kriti kriti. So these little pious activity you would do like that. And he said, but these are always adding up. And he says, one day you will play with Krishna. Because it kind of like, you know, offhandedly, you know, it's guaranteed, you know, like that. They're coming, there's nothing else. They come to the temple and bow down, you know, once a day. Like, eventually, you know, all. Yeah, but everything else, you start to accelerate then. You start to appreciate, oh, okay. If I chant my rounds regularly, it's faster. If I get up earlier, it's faster. You know, you start increasing the acquisition of pious credits. Like that. Only after accumulating mountains of pious activities were the demigods able to play with Krishna in intense affection as his friends, like that. Sukadeva Goswami says that. Not ordinary playing activities, but they were playing with Krishna. Again, I discussed this yesterday, you play with your toys, you know, and when you play with Krishna, all your toys start to become real. Somebody was a 2 kilometer tall duck coming down from the Capitol building towards the temple. So then Krishna goes and, you know, takes care of him. You might wonder why people couldn't figure out Krishna was God with all these things were happening. It seems like kind of obvious, you know. But this is the end of the Dwapara Yuga. So many people have potencies like this. They can do these kind of strange things. And even the demons were like, you know, unusual, you know, demons. So it was, Krishna's activities were mystical, but the other people were also, you know, doing strange things. But anyway, his, all of them, you put it all together, it was more mystical than anybody else's. Yeah, right. Krishna satisfied 16,108 wives. Right? Die. So, that's my. He thinks he can say man or woman now. This is Vijay's joke. Vijay told me this. You know. One man or woman was walking along the beach in Los Angeles and found an old brass pot. Was it pretty? You know, started rubbing it like that. And out came this genie. He said, oh my God, it's Kali Yuga. Oh my God. Okay, you get one wish, that's all. It's Kali Yuga. And make it good. So the guy said, wow, anything I want. So I said, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, and just really have heard so much about it, and I've always been attracted. But I get seasick when I'm on the water, and I'm just terrified of flying. So do you think maybe you could build a highway to Hawaii so I could drive from Los Angeles like that? And Jenny's thinking, I've got so much cement, so much rocks, and asphalt, and passing around. So I think it's something else. You know, yeah. So the guy's thinking, or the lady, oh, I've been married 20 years. Never been able to satisfy my husband, like that, my wife. You know? Do you think you could arrange this so my wife would be satisfied with me? The genie's thinking, he said, well, now how many lanes did you want in that highway? Yeah. So Krishna satisfied 16,108 wives. They're all happy like that. Yeah? Right. Isn't that a miracle? Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I saw these things. Wow, what's that? Yeah. Must be God. Only God could do that. Yeah. So, where are we going here? Yeah. A human life. Successful. Probably saying we can do it. We should actually experience, you know. I was just really exhausted yesterday. There's one after another, this program. So I came back that yesterday and I, you know, had a big glass of milk and 2 bananas. And then when I read the Ramayana, when I'm really in Maya, I read the Ramayana. It's like my lowest level of consciousness. You know. I was sort of all my pastimes of, you know, beating people up and killing demons, chopping them up. So I fell asleep about, I guess it was like 7:30 or something, like that, 8 o'clock. But yeah, I just woke up, it was 4 hours. I woke up at 12 o'clock, 12:30. And I had 11 rounds left from yesterday for my 25. Okay, so I chanted all those. Then I chanted, so far I chanted 15 from the day. And 26 rounds I got done in Mangalartik. And the internet, on the internet for an hour and a half there. You know, pretty good, sent more tutors agreements off. You know, and now, why am I mentioning this? Yeah. But oh yeah, but at some point there, like about 1 o'clock in the morning or something, there were some strange noises outside, like, you know, or something like that. And I was wondering, you know, say some monster would appear at the door and, you know, come to kill me. Nobody would hear me screaming and stuff like that. But I kept chanting, kind of going to listen like that. But I could see I was still very much absorbed in my body. You know, it's becoming less, you know, definitely, you know, like that. You know. That one lady in the Krishna Copy Center in Berkeley, she did her copying. You know, it was full of people there doing student copying, everybody else. And she came back in totally terrorized, panicked. She said, "Have you seen my wallet?" You know, like that. You know, I said, "No, I haven't seen it." The guy said, "I haven't seen it." You know, "Oh my God!" You know, like that. Because, you know, it didn't have that much money in it, but it was all her ID cards and photos of her kids. It's like, that's her identity. You know, it's like, everything is there. I lost my wallet. And then another time we were at the Manipur Rangitikatan program. They had a big motor home, like as long as this room like that. We're using it that year. And I wasn't traveling with them that year, but I went out on one show, and we left Los Angeles Temple going out on this show, and came up to the on-ramp, and one of these things where there's a stoplight, you know, you're supposed to go one car at a time. So one lady just kind of went up on the side, and kind of squeezed past everybody, and she came up right next to us on the side like that. And I was in the passenger seat kind of looking down, and I wondered, my God, can the driver see her? Because she kind of squeezed in. And sure enough, he didn't see her, so he started to go ahead, and it narrowed, and then there was a bolt sticking out of the side of the motorhome, and it just got the side of her car and just scraped the side of her car like that. You know, and so then and he stopped when he heard that. And I was trying to scream, you know, look out, you know. So then she got out, pulled her car over, and got out. And then she got out of her car and she said, "My new car!" And she fell on the ground. They started, you know, hitting the ground, her hands and legs, screaming, "My new car! My new car!" You know. And the money pourers are watching all this. They ran back, got their video camera like that, you know, showing like, "America, American, very attached to car, automobile, like that." There's just, you know, all kind of watching like that. You know, you can fix it. It's like, it's a scrape. Well, it didn't even actually dent it. It just kind of just scraped the paint really well like that. But it's just, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, I'm not that, I don't identify that much anymore in my wallet and my credit cards. Yeah, I can use them, like, okay, start thinking, what I have to do? We're going to do this, got to do that. Call up the credit card company, got to, you know, can take care of this, you know. But, you know, if the airplane starts to shake and really go up and down, it starts to really start to become like, I mean, some people are so stupid, they don't realize they could die. It's kind of so stupid to do. You know. Actually, if you're more intelligent, you realize, no, you could die. You know, it's like, again, you're 35,000 feet off the ground. You know. Maybe if you're a chicken, you might make it. Start flapping your wings like anything. Might slow yourself down, you know, like that. You know, but I haven't got wings like that. I can see people this time. And it happens, right? You know, and one time people had all their seatbelts fast and there was heavy turbulence. And some other about four rows worth of the skin of the airplane just peeled right off and sucked out like four rows of people with their seatbelts fastened. Yeah, it goes on and on like that. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the detachment, probably saying this is the perfection of life, is not only liberation from this attachment, but attachment to Krishna. Yeah. And as reading Nectar of Instruction, it says we can only Tanama Rupa Charitari Sukirtana Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Yojan Tishtan Raja. By associating with the Brijbasis, following their footsteps, then we can develop an intense desire to serve Krishna. And that's the basis, right, of this associating with him is a service attitude. And Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunaya Shravanadi Sudek Chikte Karu Deudaya. It's already there. Something's already there. It's kind of controversy over whether it came from the, you know, some kind of Brahma Jyoti state or whatever. But in general, the idea is that, you know, you can revive, right? This Krishna Prema. It's already there. It's Gopa Kumar, right? He goes back to Krishna. He's an example of somebody who went back. He was in the material world, he went back. You know, he revives his swarup. And by hearing and chanting, our desire to, you know, do this again becomes revived. That's natural life, serving Krishna. But not just like, you know, like, what do you want? Here it is. But, you know, as a friend, aggressively, you know, as a parent, have to take care of Krishna. To serve Krishna, make sure he doesn't grow up and become a juvenile delinquent, right? Because he's a better thief. When he grows up, he'll be, you know, a bad character, he'll become a thief, and, you know, they're going to chastise him. Like that, yeah? Yeah. So, purport. Yeah. and aprakat and prakat. You know, again, Krishna's manifest sometimes, not manifest time. So which is more intense? You know, Krishna's manifest form or Krishna's lila smarana form? Yeah, it's actually more intense in the meditational form like that, in the manifest form. But they're all connected, they're all related. It's like somebody may like sweets more than sabji or something, but you know, they're all connected, they all go well together. You know, so no such thing as like a small part in Vraja Lila. They're all important. Right? But some things are more intense. It's like in the soccer team, right? You know, football, right? Somebody can make the touchdown, right? So you could have your linebackers, your right, linemen, right? You know, the key, maybe the linemen don't make points very often. Maybe the goal line stand. You, somehow the guy sips the ball at you and you got to be 3 yards ahead. Usually not him. But you know, if there's no lineman and there's just every single play, the quarterback is plasticated, implanted. The Spanish is implasticated, implasado. He's like squashed, and there's no lineman there every time before he can toss the ball or anything like that. So everything is important. You know, you got to find our position in all this. Right? Okay. Yadaver vipaksha yatadushta kongsa paksha taha ami kawilun sabakshai achi dui chari janan taha mari vrindavana ailama ami jani nishchai. Okay. I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Yadu dynasty. I have also killed Kangsa and his allies. However, there are still two or four demons. I think there's some Roja gold. One time we were coming back from this. We were over in the park, I think it was there, right? When Madhua came and set up the whole festival of India. We had to hold the thing down. Remember that? The wind was trying to blow it away. And people were coming from the television advertisers. So then we came back over and had your old car. It was still gone now. Is it still here somewhere? No, it's gone now. And you or I, remember we lifted the back seat up because we had folded down? And we were both like totally astounded because it was like all your little toys and everything else, like pennies and dimes and trash. And you know, like always, like it was like Bharat Rup Darshan. It was like, you know, at least a thousand different things were there. It's like, you know, little animals and stuff. And it was like, you know, what else is under the seat here? Yeah, where people leave and the previous speakers leave in the office and stuff like that. Okay. I also killed Kangsa and his allies. However, there are two or four demons still living, and I want to kill them. And after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know it for certain. Just as Krishna does not take a step away from Vrindavan, Krishna's devotees also do not like to leave Vrindavan. However, when he has to tend to Krishna's business, he leaves Vrindavan. After he's finishing his mission, the pure devotee returns home, back to Vrindavan, going back to Godhead. Krishna assured Radharani that after killing the demons outside of Vrindavan, he would return. I am coming back very soon, he promised. As soon as I have killed the few remaining demons. Seishatu gana hoite raja jana rakite raja raja udasin udhanyan yeva suya putra dane kari raja avarane yadoganir santosha lagiyen. I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. That is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise, I am indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives, sons, and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the Yadus. Tomarye premaguna kareyama akarshan anibeyama dinadasha bishen punasi brindabane rajavadu tomasane vilasiba rajani divase. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days. When I return, I shall enjoy both day and night with you and all the damsels of Vrajabhumi. Eta tanve kahi Krishna, vrajayaite satrishna, eishloka padeshunaila, sheishloka shunirada, kandila sakala bhada, Krishna prapatye pratite haila. While speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties. And she assured her that she would again attain Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam 10:82:45. Mayi bhakti hi bhutanam. Amritatvaya kalpate. Distyayat asin matsneho. Bhavatinam marapanaha. Devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained from me by good fortune is the only reason for my coming back, returning to you. So in other translations, probably says that you have attained a special affection, a spontaneous affection. Like that. Because that's why they're able to inspire Krishna to give up his Aishwarya Bhava and these things and go back to Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Srupa Damodar and taste the topics of these verses day and night. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced completely absorbed in ecstatic emotion. While looking at the face of Lord Jagannath, he danced and recited these verses. No one can describe the good fortune of Srupa Damodar Goswami, for he is always absorbed in the service of the Lord with his body, mind, and words. The senses of Lord Chaitanya were identical with the senses of Srupa Damodar. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya used to become fully absorbed in tasting and singing the singing of Srupa Damodar. In emotional ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit on the ground and looking down would write on the ground with his finger. Thinking the Lord would injure his finger in writing this way, Srupa Damodar would check it with his own hand. Srupa Damodar used to sing exactly according to the ecstatic emotions of the Lord. Whenever a particular mellow was being tasted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srupa Damodar would personify it by singing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked upon the beautiful lotus-like face and eyes of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath was garlanded, dressed with nice garments, and adorned with beautiful ornaments. His face was glittering from the rays of sunshine, and the entire atmosphere was fragrant. An ocean of transcendental bliss expanded in the heart of Lord Chaitanya, and the symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane. The madness of transcendental bliss created waves of various emotions. The emotions appeared like opposing soldiers staging a fight. There was an increase in all the natural emotional symptoms. There was awakening, thus there were awakening emotions, peacefulness, joined, mixed, transcendental, and prevalent emotions and impetus for emotion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body appeared like a transcendental Himalaya mountain bearing ecstatic emotional flower trees, all of them blooming. Upon seeing these symptoms, everyone's mind and consciousness were attracted. Indeed, the Lord sprinkled everyone's mind with the nectar of transcendental love of God. He sprinkled the minds of the servants of Lord Jagannath, the government officers, the pilgrim visitors, the general populace, and the residents of Jagannath Puri. After seeing the dancing, ecstatic love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became astonished. In their hearts, they became infatuated with love of Krishna. Everyone danced and chanted in ecstatic love, and a great noise resounded. Everyone was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss just to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apart from the others, even Lord Jagannath and Balaram, with great happiness, began to move very slowly upon seeing the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram sometimes stopped the car and happily observed Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Anyone who was able to see them stop and watch the dancing bore witness to these pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and wandering in this way, he fell down in front of Maharaj Pataparudra. Maharaj Pataparudra picked the Lord up with great respect. But upon seeing the king, Lord Chaitanya came to his external senses. After seeing the king, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condemned himself, saying, "Oh, how pitiful it is. I have been touched by a person who is interested in mundane affairs." Not even Lord Nityananda Prabhu Kashisvara or Govinda took care of the Lord when he fell down. Nityananda was in great ecstasy and Kashisvara and Govinda were elsewhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already been satisfied with the king's behavior, for the king had accepted the service of a sweeper for Lord Jagannath. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually desired to see the king. However, just to warn his personal associates, the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Chaitanya, externally expressed feelings of anger. Purport. When Maharaj Pataparudra asked to see the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately refused, saying, "Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajon mukasya. Param param jigamishor bhava sagarasya sandarshanam vishayanam yate yoshitam cha hai hanta hanta visha bakshnato pi asadu. Bhagya 2:11-8. The word nishkinchanasya refers to a person who has finished his material activities. Such a person can begin to execute his activities in Krishna consciousness to cross over the ocean of nescience. It is very dangerous such a person to have intimate relationship with mundane persons or to become intimately related with women. This formality is to be observed by anyone who is serious about going back home, back to Godhead. To teach his personal associate these principles, Sita Mahaprabhu expressed external anger when touched by the king. Since the Lord was very satisfied with the humble behavior of the king, he intentionally allowed the king to touch him, but externally he expressed anger just to warn his personal associates. Prabhuravachane rajara manihoila boya sarvaboma kahi tumina koe sangsara. King Pataputta became frightened when Lord Chaitanya externally showed anger. But Sarvaboma told the king, "Don't worry." He informed the king, "The Lord is very satisfied with you. But by pointing you out, he is teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people." Although outwardly the king was a mundane man interested in money and women, internally he was purified by devotional activities. He showed this by engaging as a street sweeper to please Lord Jagannath. A person may appear to be a pounds and shilling man interested in money and women, but if he is actually very meek and humble and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of God, he is not mundane. Such a judgment can be made only by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his very confidential devotees. As a general principle, however, no devotee should be mixed with mundane people interested in money and women. Avasara janiyami karibari nivedan sekalai jekariya prabhur milan. I shall submit your petition when there is an opportune moment. It will then be easy for you to come and meet the Lord. After circumambulating Jagannath, Chaitanya Prabhu went behind the car and began to push it with his head. As soon as he pushed, the car started to move, making a rattling noise. People all around began to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari. As the car began to move, Chaitanya Prabhu took his personal associates in front of the car, occupied by Balaram and Subhadra, the goddess of fortune. Greatly inspired, he then began to dance in front of them. After finishing the dance before Lord Balaram and Subhadra, Chaitanya Prabhu came before the car, Lord Jagannath's car. Upon seeing Lord Jagannath, he began to dance again. When he reached a place called Balagandhi, Lord Jagannath stopped his car and began to look left and right.
A little more for tomorrow.
Yeah. That's it. We can finish tomorrow.
Any final questions or comments? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Organ ducks.
Yeah. Well, there's three kinds of pious credits. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in one purport. Pious activities for sense gratification. So you can go to heaven or enjoy like that. Pious activities for liberation, and pious activities to advance in devotional service. Yeah? So even if you're in the spiritual world, you can execute those like that, you know, to advance. You know, like Radharani does austerity, she's advancing, right? She worships the sun god, things like that. Yeah? Huh? Well, yeah, it says that every single inhabitant of Vaikuntha has more power than all the Indras and all the universes combined. But they laugh at the Indras by taking the role of little blades of grass in Vaikuntha to participate. So yeah, it's all you can take whatever role you want, you know. But it's like, you know, it's once having tasted it, it's like, you know, oh yeah, you don't want to go to anything like that, you know. So in the material world, progress means, okay, we're going to tear down this building, right? And make a new building, okay? But in the spiritual life, it means whatever you have, you just improve that. You know, for example, I'm making the offering every day on plastic plates to my deities, my altar. Okay, I'm going to get some metal plates in the temple, okay? And now I'm going to have, I just have like, you know, let's just take it, you know, something. Khitri, okay? Now I'm going to start having dal and rice separately and sabji, you know? So same thing's going on, but you're making it better, better, better. Better, you know, like that. So it's you don't need details, but you don't have to. Yes, there's progress. There's nothing but progress in the spiritual world. But it doesn't mean you destroy anything. You can keep the same position you have and go on improving it. Like Jagannath Puri is generally in the mood of Vaikuntha. You know, it's like, Aishwarya Baba. You know? But then she hosts Lord Chaitanya there, and he's in the mood of separation from Krishna, right? In the Gambira. So that's more advanced than most of the activities in Vrindavan. You know, because most people are associated with Krishna, you know, some of that very, very elevated aspect of Vrindavan. So within Jagannath Puri, there are activities that are more elevated than the general atmosphere of Vrindavan. You know, like that. So you know, maybe Jagannath Puri is hankering to advance her service. Right? Yeah, so she doesn't give up being Jagannath Puri, but she's like, you know, even more intense. Right? Okay. Go there, you'll like it. It's a nice place. Yeah. Other questions? Comment? Why do this problem? I won't explain it because I didn't ask. So, Paul got a key. Okay, that's it. We're going to make a movie, right? Apichet Sudaracharo. I have a question.